The name John Kalacky is a familiar one in the arts world in Vermont and beyond. He's executive director of the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts, and he's a frequent commentator here on VPR. And he's an artist and short filmmaker in his own right. Now a retrospective of Kalacky's videos will be on view beginning January 19th at the Champlain College Art Gallery in Burlington. And some of these works stem back to the 1990s, and they include themes about hundreds of friends who he lost to AIDS. John Kalacky joins us now in our VPR studios to talk about the exhibition. Welcome, John.
Well, thank you, Mary. Glad to be here.
You've created many films and videos over the past decades, and they're included in this retrospective. What did it look like as you lived your life as a dancer, as an administrator, to also be filming, to also be holding this camera on your life?
I was living in New York, and then as my performing career was winding down, I was an administrator as well as an artist. And so if we fast forward now to the 90s, you know, the AIDS pandemic, for those that didn't live through it, was a very different thing of living with AIDS today. In the early 90s, as you said, hundreds of my friends had died, and I had to find a way to memorialize them, to eulogize them, to commemorate them, and to hold on.
Let's talk about that short film that you made about all the friends you lost during the AIDS pandemic. It's called Unforgiven Fire. In the midst of all that devastation, how'd you go about the process of making this film?
It really was just about the accumulation of the names, and one audio track had all the names of friends of mine that had died. And juxtaposed with that is language that I had written about some of these people. And I also sat at the bottom, and I'm naked in the film, and slowly blood begins to drip over me because it was this accumulation. The nudity was important because at that time, people's bodies were so feared. Body fluids were so feared. And I had to find a way to make the body sacred again because there were so many people at that time who the medical establishment wouldn't care for. Families had deserted people. We were doing care circles, and we were taking care of people, changed their linens, we had to change their clothes. It was very sacred, but I didn't know what they were going to look like. That's what I love about film, because you start with a concept, then I write the audio, and then I work with my cinematographer, and then we start editing it, and no matter what you've imagined, once you're editing, it's what you got, and you have to recontextualize it again. So I wasn't really trained as a filmmaker, but I picked up a camera.
Take us into the disability pieces that you filmed. You were a dancer, and then in 1996, I understand that doctors found a tumor on your spine. What happened next?
So I had surgery, and the surgery paralyzed me from the neck down. So it was suddenly waking up to a whole new body. And what I wanted to do as an artist is reclaim the body, hold it sacred, because society is really afraid to look at disabled people. And also society usually looks at the wheelchair and doesn't see the person.
Well, let's move into the gallery show that's coming up at Champlain. What's it going to look like? I mean, you shot these films. They were meant to be seen in their entirety, but you obviously can't have eight films all playing at one time. How did you set up the exhibition at Champlain College Gallery?
What we did is we set up one monitor with the three AIDS videos, one monitor with the three disability videos, and then a central monitor with a piece that I did with the Vermont artist Todd Lockwood. Then I created a new piece with Art Bell. And so when you walk in, there's going to be a 12-minute loop so that you kind of walk into my psyche and you get this collage of experiences of my life and of my body and other people's bodies. It's been great working with the folks at Champlain College Art Gallery because Dana Heffron, who is the curator, really got it. And she said, okay, we're going to make this a sacred space. What I love about it is that she took my work and she reframed it. And I'm so honored to be part of her vision here.
Mm. What do you want us to walk in with? And what do you hope we walk out with?
My generation of gay men died in AIDS. And so the young folks in their early 20s have no idea of what the AIDS pandemic was like in the late 80s and early 90s. And so when they see these works, they're stunned by it, the ferociousness of it. So to me, it's great that it's at a college. because it can be a reminder to people about a certain era. Artists were picking up whatever tools they had to make work in response to this. You don't have to worry about, is it good? Is it beautiful? Because it was necessary. So I hope that people get that. I also hope that people go and they see disabled bodies differently because of this. And they see the beauty in those bodies that have been rejected or ignored. If they can enter into that sacred space and celebrate these bodies, if you could embrace them, that would be my dream.
It's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for, you know, embracing the work.
That's John Kalacky. A retrospective of his short films and videos begins January 19th at the Champlain College Art Gallery in Burlington. You can find a clip from one of the videos and more details about the show at vpr.net.